Amen.
Good morning, church. How are y'all this fine day? Amen. It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? It's a good day to be in Christ too, isn't it? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. He also told a story about three different individuals coming to him at separate times and asking, "Is your guitar all right? Or where's your equipment?" He said, "Wasn't worried about me, just worried about my instruments." But you know what? Materials can be replaced. But when you get your family out safe and you're safe, that's the main thing. Amen. Hallelujah. God's in the blessing business, and I'm quite sure that what they've lost, it will be replaced tenfold. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, guys. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. And one day he's coming. Glorious day, oh glorious day. Hallelujah. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Panted, healed nations, stretched out on a tree, and took the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. And one day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Hold him, the grave cannot keep him from rising again. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified
far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
You know, there are days that are better than others, and there are weeks that are better than the others. And I don't care who you are, you're going to have a bad day, you're going to have a bad week. Well, I had mine this week. Mine was so bad, I had one of my foremen tell me I was backing a dump truck too slow. Well, he did. He said, you can speed up, you're backing up too slow. Well, my response to him was, well, if I knew where to dump this load, we'd get it there. Simple as that. It's kind of hard for me to dump a load of whatever I've got on there if I don't know where to put it. But anyway, that made me so mad that I had to go somewhere and ask the Lord to help me out right here. Oh, well, I did. I come out of that dump truck, and I had to walk away from that. But you know what? The devil is a liar. That's his job, to destruct. And that's what he was trying to do, to come in between something. And as the day went on, well, I seen where my actions were silly by me getting mad over something a silly person had bought before me. I got mad because somebody silly bought something before me that was stupid. Now, where I'm going with this is that this man had no clue why I was backing that truck up slow. Because he was on the other side of another truck talking to three men. And he just happened to walk around that truck and see me just gradually backing my truck up. So I guess what I'm trying to say is before we let our tempers boil over, we ought to look and just read all that sign or read that message before you take action on that. And I did. I had to come out of that truck and go and say, Lord, you need to help me with this. And like I said, as the day went on, I was fine. But don't jump the gun. I done that. I jumped the gun because this man had no idea why I was doing this. Y'all excuse me just a moment, please. It'll just take a second. Hallelujah. That didn't take too long, did it? Well, anyway, I know that God is good. And whether we throw our little tantrums or not, he still loves us. You know, and yes, I had a little fit and I got through it. Amen. If everybody tells the truth, I'd say we all have a fit every now and again about something. That's the truth. That's just it. Y'all go ahead, please. How great is he? Thank you, Jesus. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing to me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age we stand, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Let's do that one more time. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Hallelujah. Woo. I know I serve a mighty God. You know, I know people because they're upset at you won't forgive you. Yeah. I know people that will hold a grudge for simple things, for little things that don't mean nothing. But the God I serve, he always forgives you. Amen? And that's one thing we can rest assured on, that God loves us. He's not a respecter of persons. So as long as I know in my heart that I do the right things. And when I make a mistake, if I be man or woman enough to admit that and ask for forgiveness, it's a done deal. Like Sister Shirley said, it's a done deal. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Okay, guys. Thank you, Jesus. There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. You see, Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. worthy is the Lamb that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know what? When I read the Bible, I'm quite sure that my interpretation of what I'm reading at that particular moment ain't always the same with someone else, what they may be feeling that this particular scripture means. So anyway, when I study, my Bible has footnotes, and it's a study guide. And I learn a lot from that. I also know that the scriptures will fit just about any circumstance. Let me rephrase that. The scriptures will fit any circumstance that we're dealing with. All we have to do is be patient and understand the word. And if we don't, we need to call on the Master to help us gain the understanding that we need. And by no reasons that when we go through bad things, we should always keep our faith. We should always grab God and pull him even closer, for the simple fact that during those circumstances, that's a really good moment that the devil has to step between you and your faith. And that's what he's doing. He wants to push you away from the word. He wants to push you away from everything that you have learned. It don't take but a minute for him to weasel his way into your life and to upset everything it's taken you a lifetime to fix, a lifetime to come on with. It's just like when you first get saved. 2 or 3 days there, you are just gung-ho and on fire for the Lord. But now what happens afterwards is when the devil is going to do his best. Well, what are you doing that for? You see, it don't make no sense. You need to go somewhere and do this right here. Or what do you think? It don't really correlate with what you're doing over here. Who is he? That kind of stuff. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. We need to be stronger now than ever. We need to stand up in front of everybody for what we believe in, for the simple fact that it's not getting any better, nor is it going to. Now is the time to take a stand, and now is the time to just slap that old devil in the head with your Bible. Here, take a little of that with you on the way out. Because that's what we need to be preaching on, is sending him running, because he just don't know it yet, but he's already beat. We won this battle. And that's the awesome thing about it. This battle is over with, said and done. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. Gerald Relliford, I think I'm in here trying to preach. Jesus. Come on, guys. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Say, what could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, say our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, and if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Say what. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. One more time. Our God is greater.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
hallelujah. Woo. I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being among us today, Lord God. And thank you for soothing hearts that may be troubled, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping our faith where it needs to be, Lord God. And thank you for standing by us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we sang this song a couple of times the other day. Hadn't had a chance to sing it again. And I really like this song. I've seen what the power of God can do. And I know what the power of God is. It's not a tangible thing, but it's a very powerful thing. Sometimes I can't explain how I feel about certain things. I'm not that far yet. But I'll say this. I've been in places in my life that I shouldn't have walked out of. Just plain and simple. By all rights, I should have been buried. Little did I know then that I had this type of a call on my life. I know because of some of my former antics how people really are, especially the ones that don't know the Lord and don't give a crap. Those are the ones that we have to reach, because the way I look at it, people and prayer reach me. That's what this is all about. Reaching the lost and saving souls. Amen. Also, I know from the experience of the power of God, it's from listening to my father-in-law tell about his whole life. From the time he was 15 until now. It's been one thing after another. Why? Well, evidently, Dad has so many amazing things to say about the Lord that the devil want to shut that mouth. Amen? Well, that's all I can figure. Miss Phyllis just brought that to my attention this morning. You know, she said, Ricardo, evidently, Jerry has something to tell that the devil don't want him to tell. But you know what? With that being said, we can say the same thing about all of us. We may not have been through such traumatic things, but I guarantee you, you can reach a person that maybe I can't, or you can't, or you can't. Amen? We all are designed to reach somebody. We just need to take the time, take that 5 minutes, and be kind to somebody. Take that 5 minutes and feed somebody that's hungry. Nothing wrong with that. Not a thing wrong with that. The good Lord will bless us for all this. And that, like I said, this is what we're designed for. I quit giving money to people standing on the street corners. But now I tell you what I will do. I'll ride up to them. Hey, are you hungry? If you're hungry, I'll take you over and buy you something to eat. But as far as me giving you money, I ain't doing that. Now, if I feel that the good Lord has impressed upon me to hand them some money, I'll do it. But most likely, I'm going to take him and feed him. Or if he needs a coat, I'll take him and get him a coat. Or a pair of shoes or whatever. I'm not going to hand him money. Because I know guys that when I used to run around in the streets, would get up every morning and find him a different corner to stand on, make him $1,000 and come back home and live like a king. No, no big deal. Well, let's just go out here and stand for about 5 hours and watch people ride up and hand me their money. And that's just the way they thought about that. So that right there alone stopped me from doing that. Now you just probably out here scamming people. But now I've done that. I walk in their apartments, and I mean, they live great. But now grant you, there are people out there that need our help. And God is good, amen. Okay, Kenzie, let's do this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, he lives in us, we have hope that his promises are true in his strength. There is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, he lives in us, lives in us. I like that song. I like the power of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for the bearer of the word, Lord God. I thank you that all your promises are yes and amen, Heavenly Father. I thank you for giving us the power over the enemy, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Thank you, Jesus. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is healing. There is deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. Lift your hands. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this place today. Thank you. We're standing on holy ground, church. I feel his presence is all over this place right now in the name of Jesus. The God of more than enough, the God that loved you, that brought you forth for such a time as this, is for you, and he's not against you. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank you for that rest, Lord, that we have found in you. Oh, thank you for your presence is in this place, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a few moments. If you have your prayer language, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Lebriala sondo de deliata na 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 mama mama sondo de delia soto barababa kio shake hama mandelia so. Oh, lebrelia sondo diana da bakiera to shanda de di de case ye dia condo do dia shababa hasaya. Oh, libreli sianto mama mama kiala to shende de dia. Li soto rebababa shanda da diara soto ni diano lo como mama hosia da diano maliato satakate. I la soto mania la toma baba hasia. Sholi a toma re cache, cache, la si di dia sondo de dea de sia. Le breria sonda dea da tocuma bohosia tashanda da dea. Ali toma re baba kiera doshana da dea da docusia da da dea si. Shoya, sho baba baba hasia da dea da tocuma bohosia. Show mama 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 hasia da do kosia di dia do konde di asida di dia oli ta da kase show mama 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 hasia di dia do kuma mama hasia. Yes, Father, we love you, Jesus. We thank you for our heavenly prayer language, Lord, that only you can understand. We thank you for that today, Father God. Thank you for our heavenly prayer language today. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost and it's been a while since you've talked in tongues, or maybe you haven't received your prayer language yet, I want to open the altars up right now. Or maybe just need to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. You may say, well, I got filled one time a long time ago. But God wants you to be continually filled and refilled and refilled again. Amen. So that out of your bellies can flow fresh rivers of living waters. The presence of the Lord is here right now. If you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost and you've never spoken tongues, I want you to come up right now. If you need a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost, I want you to come up right now. If you need your prayer language to be renewed, come up right now in the name of Jesus. The devil wants to steal that from you, because there's power in praying in the Holy Ghost. In praying in the Holy Ghost. The presence of the Lord is here right now, church. I encourage you to come and jump in. How many wants to come and jump into the river right now? You may say, well, I feel fine. I feel wonderful. We never can have enough of God. We can never have enough of His presence. So I want to encourage you to come on up right now. I will lay my hands on you and we'll agree together. God's going to refresh you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for a fresh infilling of your Holy Ghost. For a fresh infilling of your Holy Ghost. It is the power of God unto salvation. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, just refill my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Refill her with the Holy Ghost and the fire, Lord. We thank you for the fire of your Holy Ghost, that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters, rivers of living waters, rivers of living waters. Lord, just refill my brother right now in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost and the fire. That out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters, a fresh prayer language coming forth from him in the name of Jesus. You know, out in California right now, they're having a big conference of the Azusa Street Revival. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just thank you right now. Have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Talking tongues. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now for refilling my sister with the Holy Ghost. That out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Just refilling her with a fresh drink of your Spirit, Lord. Revisiting her again and again and again and again, Lord Jesus. A new prayer language coming forth from her innermost being in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Thank you for refilling her with the Holy Ghost and fire, Lord. That out of her belly shall flow fresh rivers of living waters. A new prayer language coming forth from your innermost being in the name of Jesus. Just baptize her fresh and anew in the Holy Ghost, Lord. And the fire, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this family, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just pray for Brad right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you're going to restore to them. You're going to restore to them everything the enemy has stolen. And it's going to be much better than what they've had before. And I thank you for giving them strength, God. For giving them strength during this time. And for peace for the children, God. That when they lay down to sleep at night, their sleep will be sweet, Father. That you've not given them a spirit of fear. We take away that fear right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace over this family, Father God. I speak peace over them in Jesus' name. You said that you would turn our sorrow into joy, God. You would turn our mourning into joy, Father God. And I just thank you right now for baptizing Ashley fresh in the Holy Ghost in the fire, Lord. That a new song rises up within her, Father. That you're birthing a new song of joy within her, Father God. That you would give her, to continue to give her strength even in the days of her head, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for giving them wisdom for every decision that they need to make, Father. Right now in the name of Jesus, we just cover them, Lord. Cover them with the mantle of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father God, for ministering to them today in Jesus' name. For you're the God of hope and the God of more than enough in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, there is such a sweet presence of God here today. It's like he is coming down and he said, let me love on you a little while, church. Just be still and know that I'm God. And whatever you may be going through, I've got this. I've got you covered. God wants you to know today that he has you covered. And there's nothing in your life that's gone past him unnoticed, but he's taking it all into account. And he's bringing favor your way concerning every situation and every circumstance. Oh, we're standing on holy ground. The presence of the Lord is here in this place. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence here, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, Lord. Oh, sweet presence of God. Making all things new. Bringing healing to the broken places of your life. God not only wants has healed you physically, but from torment of your mind. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, excuse my back being turned to you just for a moment, but I'm going to talk to you. Sometimes I get so carried away when I sing that I'm not quite used to leading praise and worship here just yet. So there are things that I skip because I get so involved in what I'm doing. But with that being said, we get to give to the Lord this morning, amen? And I forgot to take up the offering, so I'm going to do that right now. But before we do, I'm just going to ask the Lord right now to take care of the givers, Lord God, because I know it's coming from their hearts, Lord God. I know you will return everything that they give, Lord, and I just thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Can you see what song again? I kind of like that. Let's just start right here. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. We have hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I like this. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, need to stand on, guys.
Say, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered my enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory.
Can be dismissed. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do I need to do? Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2 this morning. We're going to be reading some scripture before I get to talking about getting to the message this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 10. One of the greatest messages that I heard and that literally changed my life, actually all of them, but two right now that I can think of. It's a message of God's love for me and the message of grace. If we could ever get a revelation of that, and it has to be a revelation. You know, when I was in grade school, the teachers always say, you got to get it in your head, you got to get it in your head, you got to get it in your head. But I found out when it comes to spiritual things, you got to get it in your heart. It's not a head knowledge. If you try to study this scripture by your head, it's not going to make any sense. We serve a supernatural God. Amen. So, but the message of grace and the message of love, if you would understand how much Jesus loves you, it will take care of everything. Amen. But the Bible reads in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the age of this world, and according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among them we all also once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. So if you're here today and you're born again now and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you once were dead in your trespasses and sins. You thought you were living, but you were not truly living. You were out there doing whatever your flesh wanted to do, following what everybody else was doing, because it pleased the lust of your flesh. Amen? So, and it goes on to say, But God. Being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, made us alive together with Christ. Even when we were out there doing whatever our flesh wanted to do, dead in our trespasses and sins, God still loved us, and he already provided a way for us. And we just didn't know it because we were dead. Amen.
Our spirit was dead. Amen. By grace, you have been saved. And raised us up and seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. So he saved us. Hallelujah. He seated us with Christ in heavenly places. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Amen. You are seated with Christ. You are seated with Christ. Yes. Amen? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourself, because we could not save ourselves, because we wanted to do what we wanted to do. Amen? It is the gift of God. A gift is something you receive. Yes. Yes. Not of works, so that no one should boast, for we are his workmanship. Some people call it masterpiece, or some translations call it masterpiece. Some translations call it handiwork. King James Version says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. Amen. Goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So you need to turn to your neighbor right now and tell them they ain't no hand-me-down. You did not just come off the assembly line this morning. Amen? You ain't no hand-me-down. You are unique. Amen. You are special. In God, amen. He has specific and a unique purpose for your life. Psalms 139 plainly tells us that. You brought my inner parts into being. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And marvelous are your works. You know that you are a marvelous work of God. Amen. You are a marvelous work of God. You have green eyes for a purpose. You have your build for a purpose. You may have gray hair and you may have dyed over it, but you're still gray-headed. You have the color of hair because you are a marvelous work of God. Amen. And you know me completely. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and intricately put together in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw me unformed. In other words, for however you got, your mom and daddy got together to make you, God already knew you. Amen. Glory to God. He already knew you. He already had your life walked out from the end to the beginning, from the beginning to the end. Amen? You are not a mistake. Kids are not mistake. If you are here, you are here because God said you are here. Glory to God. Yet in all your book, all my days were written. Your life is written. God's already wrote your life story. He's waiting for us to get into partnership with him to cause that story to unfold in the earth. Amen. Before any of them came into being, all my days were written before any of them came into being. God has accepted you in the beloved before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. He already knew you. You are a marvelous work of God. You are one of the kind. You're unique. And there is no one else like you. Somebody looks at your neighbor and says, hey, amen, only one like you. God broke the mold. Amen. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, it is grace. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, the Word tells us. It's a gift, not of works. Can we say that I saved myself? We can say that it's because of God. And God didn't save you just so he could take you to heaven. Amen? God didn't save you that's for you to live life here and just get through day by day. How about make it another day? Poor old me. That was just part of it. But there is a much bigger plan and a much bigger purpose. Amen? The plan, that is the purpose of salvation. But God sent in His Son to die so that we could have life with Him, eternal life with Him in heaven. The plan within the purpose, is for us to show forth good works which God, God prepared beforehand so that you walk in them. So He did not, you could not save yourself. You are a marvelous product of God. He created you, He accepted you, knew about you before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, and that He saved you not just so that you could go to heaven someday. Thank God for that. Amen. But He saved you for a much bigger purpose, and that is to do work, to prepare works for you beforehand so that you could walk in them. But in order to accomplish those works and fulfill His purpose for our life, we need to know who we are in Christ. So many people don't know who they are, and they're trying to be something that they're not. If you are a child of God, you are a child of God whether you act like it or not. I'm the product of Robert and Louise McClister. Whether I want to accept that or not, I am their daughter. I can't change that. I could go and change my name. I could go and change my hair color. I could do all these things, but I'm still their daughter. Amen. And I'm sure at times I didn't act like it. I know I didn't, because I was the black sheep of the family. Amen. My brother and niece don't need to say a word. Amen. But you are, once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a child of God. I don't care if you run around acting stupid 24/7. That doesn't change the fact that you are saved by grace. Amen? Hallelujah. You are a child of God. So when we receive Christ into our lives, the Bible says we become a new creation and we have a new identity in Christ. We receive a spiritual inheritance as God's adopted sons and daughters, and we are fully loved and fully accepted by God. There is nothing that we can do, have done, or will do to earn this. It is a gift. Amen. When I receive a gift for my birthday, it is because that person loves me. I receive a gift for Christmas, it is because that person loves me. I haven't done nothing all year to earn that. They just say, this gift is for you because I like you. Not because you've earned it, but because I love you. It's a gift. You can either accept it, or you can say, I haven't done anything all year long. I haven't got you nothing. So I can't accept that gift. That's not the way God is with us. Even in our mess, He loved us. Amen. Even in our messes, He loves us. Amen? The works are not to earn salvation. The works that I'm talking about is not to earn salvation. Amen? It's not to earn salvation. That is the gift that has been given to us by God's grace and His love. Jesus paid the price. Now this says a lot of people's apple carts. Jesus paid the price for your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. Because if He didn't, He'd have to go to the cross every time we sin. He's already paid the price for what you did yesterday, what you did today, and what you're going to do tomorrow. The price was paid, and you were forgiven before you ever lived. God knew that you were going to sin. He knew that you needed a Savior. That's why He sent Jesus, and we're under grace now. Once you realized you needed Christ and accepted the finished work, it kicked in for you. It was already there, but it kicked in for you personally. It kicked in for you at that moment that you recognized you needed a Savior, that you needed someone to save you, and you accepted that plan of salvation. It kicked in for you. You were forgiven, and you are forgiven today. Your past, present, and future sins are covered by the blood already. Then you think, well, I'll go out here and just sin, sin, sin. You will reap what you sow. If you go out and sin, 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 it's covered by the blood, but you will reap what you sow. Amen. Colossians 2:13 says, and you being dead in your sins. Here we go, talking about being dead again. And the uncircumcision of your flesh. He has resurrected together with Him, having forgiven you all sins. Having forgiven you all sins. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us and contrary to us, and took it out of the way by nailing it to the cross. By nailing it to the cross, he took it all away. God has no charges against you. Amen. When the enemy comes and sets you up in a court, so to speak, he begins to condemn you and begin to judge you, you can say, God has no charges against me. He already paid the price, and there are no charges against me. No charges against me. Romans 2:33 says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Because it is God who justifies. It is God who has made it right. There is nothing held against you. When you accepted Jesus, it happened for you, and then it became a reality of your life at that point. And then at that point you begin to go forth, and your life begins to be uncomfortable, and you're uncomfortable in certain situations and in certain places. Why? Because you are trying to be something that you're not. You're born again now. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So quit trying to be something you're not. Try to quit fitting into the world's standards of what you are. Because what you are is what God says you are. Amen. Shauna, God is getting ready to break some things loose in your life, and he's beginning to break some things free for you. Come up here. Come up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Every addiction is broken off of her life. That thing that makes her not feel accepted and not feel loved, we break that thing in the name of Jesus. God says that you are accepted in Him, that you do not have to fit in. That's why you are so uncomfortable and you run from here and there, because you're trying to fit into a society, because, and you don't belong there because you are a child of God. That's why you are uncomfortable. That's why you are restless. And God says the running stops today, because you are my daughter and you have been accepted. In the beloved, before the foundations of the world, I have gifts, I have callings within you. And we put a demand on those to come forth in the name of Jesus. From this day forward, you will not be the same. I speak life over you where death has been spoken. I break every curse that's been spoken over you in the name of Jesus. It was nailed to the cross. It is a finished work. Now, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. She is set free. Free to be Shauna, because God created her to be that. And not what other people have said she was. It's what you have said. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God says, be free, daughter. Be free. And walk in that freedom. Walk in that freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know someone right now that's addicted to drugs, I want you to lift your hands. I don't have to know who they are, but God does. I come against that addiction in the name of Jesus. Jesus nailed it to the cross. Whatever is causing that person to be addicted, whether it's not feeling accepted or not feeling loved, I speak life to them right now in Jesus' name. Where there has been death, because shehe to sanda da batiloso toko re isaya. Mate shekehe sitia toko mbohosia. I speak life where there has been death spoken in the name of Jesus. And I say to rise up and be who God has called you to be. Not what the world says you are, but what my word says you are. God says to have life, and life more abundantly I have come to give you. You're not supposed to fit into the mold of the world. You're not supposed to fit into this society. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are just passing through for a little while. And while we are here, we have some works to do. We have some grace to give. We have some grace to offer. We have some love to give. But as long as we're walking around not knowing who we are and trying to be something that we're not, we will be no good to nobody. Because we don't know, if we don't know who we are, and we've not accepted ourselves and accepted the love that God has for us, how can we expect to offer anything to anybody else? But I want you to know that all of the penalties and all that stuff that's been chalked up against you, God has wiped it away with His blood, and you are free people, a free people indeed. Amen. Glory to God, church. Woo! We are free today, church. There is a rest for the people of God. And when you begin to understand God's grace and begin to understand God's love, there is a rest in that, because you quit working for something that's already been given to you. Running around trying to find your purpose. When God says, I've already prepared it beforehand, you just walk every day in what you know to do. And you're walking in God's purpose. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. It was already there. The price was paid. You just have to accept what was already there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe I'll just go ahead and decree and prophesy some more. We can finish this up later or next Sunday. Hallelujah. There's some people, God says, I've got your name and I've targeted you. These may be people that God says that's running across your mind right now, or if the internet's working, or whoever may hear this message later. Or it's just out there, and God can do it without the internet. He done it before. He did a lot of things without microphones before. We get too dependent on man-made stuff. And say, if this is not working or that's not working, God can't do it. I tell you, He's God all by Himself. And He's just looking for somebody to partner with Him to get that word out into the atmosphere. And then He'll do the rest. It's not about us, but it's about partnering with God to do what He longs to do. And there are some names that God says I'm targeting, some individual names. And I hear the name Sheila. Whoever you know that's with the name of Sheila, or you know somebody by that name, or you may run across a person in the next few weeks named Sheila. You prophesy and you tell Sheila that God's got her name and He's got her number, not to get her, that He's not after her, only to love her and to accept her. And Sheila, whoever you may be, we speak life to you right now in the name of Jesus. That you're coming out, that you may come into the provision and the things of God. And whatever you need, it's already been provided for you in the name of Jesus. And I hear the name Myrtle. God's got, that's an old-fashioned name, but I hear the name Myrtle. God says, I'm bringing healing to you, Myrtle. Where there has, doctor's reports have said that there is no life there. There's nothing that I can do for you. Ha, ha, ha. God says, I will bring life to you and I will bring healing to you in the name of Jesus. So if you know somebody by the name of Myrtle today, next week you may run across them. The Spirit of the Lord will quicken within you. Began to speak life to her. That God has her name. That God has her name. I hear the word Stephen or Steve. God says, I'm speaking life to Steve or Stephen today. Steve, you are a man of God. You are a man of God. You have a call on your life. God says, I'm raising you up. I'm raising you up for this season to be a voice and a mouthpiece to this generation. You can no longer hide out behind yourself and what people have said. But Steve, I'm raising you up for this season to decree and declare my word to this generation. In Jesus' name. I hear the name Lois. Lois, be healed today in the name of Jesus. God says there's life for you and life more abundantly for you. God says, Lois, I'm going to prosper you in this season so that you can be a blessing and be a blessing to someone. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I read in the paper the other day where drugs was coming more and more into Adair County. That I think the paper said that meth was the drug choice. And we just come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. That it cannot come into this town. We decree the blood of Jesus over every borderline of this county. And if you're here from a different county, you say your county's name out loud in the name of Jesus. Because I know when counties are combined, they just connect to each other. But right now, we just speak to the county of Adair. If you, wherever you're from, you speak your county. We come against the drug problem and the spirit behind that. It's a spirit behind that thing in Jesus' name. We come against that and we curse it in the name of Jesus, that it will not overtake our young children, our children. It will not overtake them. And for the kids that are around this, we ask God to protect them and to provide for them and to make a way of an escape for them. And we speak deliverance to these to the addicts in the name of Jesus, that addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. And we come against that spirit that wants to invade our town. It cannot stay there. God's looking for somebody to rise up and begin to voice and begin to decree and to declare that this is Adair County. It will be not a county known for drugs, but it will be a county known that, oh, hallelujah, that there is revival taking place, that there is the glory of God being revealed. Hallelujah. That this town will be known by prayer warriors. Hallelujah. This town will be known for the glory of God and for revival. Hallelujah. It's been prophesied that the next revival is in Kentucky. Why not New Life? Why not Adair County? And why not here? And why not you? Because God's looking for somebody just to agree with Him. This is what I want to do in the earth now. Do I have anybody that wants to partner with me in bringing this to pass? The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives inside of you this morning. He's called you to speak. He's called you to command. He's called you to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's the authority of the believer. And we're to take dominion in the earth in which we live now. Hallelujah. You know the excitement you experienced when you first got saved. That excitement there, that joy there, that hallelujah there. That you couldn't help but tell everybody you met. Why? Because God created you and you got reconnected with the Creator. Hallelujah. That's why you got connected back to the one that gave you life. Yeah. You got connected back to the one that breathed His life into you. You were out there dead and trespassing and sins and doing whatever you wanted to do. But then the Holy Ghost came. So the moment you asked Jesus to come into your life, you could not help but tell everybody about it. It was because you got connected to the one who created you. You got connected to the master artist. The one that made you His workmanship, His masterpiece, His work of art. Colossians 3:10 tells us, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all authority and power. And because of His grace, you are His workmanship, the finished product of His creation. The work for masterpiece from the Greek word is poema. And it literally means a poem or work of art. God's got His love story written all over your life. He's got His love story written all over your life. You are a poem. Hallelujah. You are a masterpiece. He's put gifts in you, abilities and personality and experiences. And He says, I want to use them for my glory, for my kingdom. You have worth because of what God's about you and has done for you. But if we go around sin conscious all the time, how can we never be of value to anyone? Sin consciousness will cause you to walk in condemnation. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:11 that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See it walking around thinking you're sinning all the time. And you realize that sin is already in the blood. Sin doesn't keep God from you. It keeps us from God. He's trying to get to us, but when we do something, we think, oh no, God's out to get me. I've sinned. It walk around with faith and sin conscious all the time brings condemnation. But He says you don't have to live in condemnation. There's therefore now condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. Repent. Just turn around and quit doing what you're doing. And then begin just to rejoice. God, begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. And it is a good in you. It is a complete work. God's workmanship is not the ongoing process of what God is doing in you. It is the completed work of what God has already done. You know, I've said before that God puts us together as we go. And I was thinking about that. And I don't mean it in the aspect of God's making me who I am as I go. He's already made who you are. You are a work in process. But it's our flesh and the things around us that we're bringing under submission to the Holy Ghost and to His Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. God has placed inside you, inside your spirit, everything you need to accomplish His purpose in the earth. It's called your spiritual DNA. It is called your spiritual DNA. Our natural DNA is what makes us unique. Amen. When we were born in the natural, we were born with the DNA, and it just didn't, it just wasn't put in there when we were born, and we came to this world. The doctor smacked us, and we started crying. The moment that your mom and daddy got together to have you, and that seed was conceived, everything began to take place. Nurses, right? Your DNA, your sex, your gender was already there. When you were born again in the Spirit and you got reconnected back to God, why was that excitement there and that hallelujah was there? Because God put His DNA back in you. There's that DNA, that's that spiritual DNA. That's why you can't connect to God with your head. You got to connect it with your heart, with your spirit. Because your head won't make no sense about anything. But in the natural, when we were born, everything we needed to begin to grow as a human in the natural was put there. We knew how to walk. We knew how to see. We knew how to eat. But we learned as we growed. And that's the same thing it is with spiritually. We don't judge people on the level that they're at because we're all different levels of God. There are things that I thought about that I did years ago that I wouldn't dare do now. Why? Because I've grown and matured in the things of God. There comes a time when you have to get off the milk and onto the meat of the Word. Amen? So we go about trying to get something, to be something, when God says you already are. So we go around trying to get something, to be something, and God says, quit that. You're wearing yourself out. I just want you to be. So we're trying to live life purpose from the outside. When God says, I'm telling you to live life inside out. What's already been put there, that spiritual DNA that's already there. So when we study the Word and we talk to God, that spiritual DNA begins to stir inside of us. So instead of trying to live life outside, live life inside out. And let what is already in you come forth. Hallelujah. Oh, this is so good. I realized that with DNA in me through His blood, I could be nothing else but the righteousness of God. Once you're saved and once you're born again, you are the righteousness of God. If you go around acting stupid, that don't wipe that righteousness away. You just need to quit acting stupid. And you just need to quit doing stupid. Amen? But that doesn't cancel you from being a child of God. Amen. Shauna, you are a child of God no matter what you've been involved in. You are a child of God. You are a son and daughter of God. He's not canceled that out. The DNA, the spiritual DNA is already there, whether we allow it to lie dormant or whether we allow it to be active. That's why when you get a word from God and you get in church and you begin to hear that word, something begins to churn inside of you. And then we walk out as the week progresses. And as we get those bad reports and we hear all this stuff around us, what begins to happen? We begin to lose that excitement. We begin to forget who we are. We begin to forget the word that we heard. So no longer do I see the works God has prepared we do. We will by self-effort or following the law. So we no longer see the works God has prepared that we do or will by self-effort or following the law. We don't do these works by self-effort or trying to follow the law. It's faith in Jesus Christ and just being who you already are. Amen. But I'd rather see that my DNA, God has already placed those genes inside of me of the fruit of the Spirit. You know you already have the fruit of the Spirit inside of you? It's there. God placed them there. You have love, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're all inside of you. There are days I don't walk in them. Amen. But it's not because I can't. Right. It's because I don't activate them. Right. I just plain old choose not want to. Amen. It's about a choice. They are waiting to be activated by the Holy Ghost. It is what causes us to have the desire to see good works. That is the desire within us to see and to do good works, to live on another level. You need to understand and get a revelation that you are God's finished work. You are God's finished product. It's finished for you. There are some things in our life that are out of whack, yes. But as we go, He will put those things together for us If we have faith and we trust in Him, the more I grow in the grace and knowledge of God, the more my spirit land leads and not my flesh. So the aspect that we're supposed to be growing in is the grace and the knowledge of God. You are God's workmanship, handiwork, masterpiece, work of art, created for or else made for. And that word made for or created is the same example a car is made or created for traveling. I can use that car for a whole lot of different stuff besides just a car. I can store stuff in that car. Amen. It's like a chair was made and created to sit in. I can use that chair for a whole lot of other things besides what it was created for, besides sitting in it. I can stand in it. I can stack books in it. I can hang stuff up with it. But that's not what it was created for. It was created to sit in. That's the same thing with our lives. We are created to show forth good works. And I can take my life and use it for any other purpose than what it was created for. It will be of no value because that wasn't what I was created for. The same thing is with the telephone. It was created for making phone calls. Amen. Made and created. Hallelujah. In other words, God is telling us that we were created for, made for good works that He has already prepared for us. You do not have to prepare for them. They are just there every day when you wake up to do good, to show mercy, to show kindness, to be involved in helping someone. Not so that you can earn salvation or earn good works with God, but it's part of our DNA to do good. In contrast, not walking in these works would be like not doing what we were created to do. The Bible definition of good works is not just the good deeds we do, but it encompasses our total life as a son or daughter of God. It encompasses every part of our life. And that's all I have today. Amen. You are a child of God. You may have done some stuff last week, and you may have come in here thinking, how can I ever stand before God? I want you to know that He loves you right where you are at. Amen. That He's called you for purpose, and and those things have been prepared before you beforehand. You get up, you look in the mirror, and say, "You beautiful, marvelous creation of Almighty God. You are all that and some more." Amen. God gave you your green eyes, your blue eyes, your brown eyes for a reason. He gave you your laugh for a reason. You are unique and special before God, and don't let anybody take that away from you. Doesn't mean that we have it all together, but we are getting it all together as we go. But in Christ Jesus, we've been made complete. Don't forget to bless Brad and Ashley. Brad and Ashley, I speak God's favor over you continually and God's complete restoration as you see the hand of God. You can make it out to the church if you want to, or you can make it out directly to them. Is that okay? Yeah. Either way that you want to do it. Be blessed this week, and I just speak God's blessing over you. God's favor over you this week, that you are the head and not the tail. Doors open before you that have been shut, that's supposed to be open. God's opening those doors for you in the name of Jesus. That you go forth out of this place, stirred up in the fire of God and His word as God's masterpiece. Amen. Be blessed. You're dismissed.